Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
That's right. That's right. Hello and welcome to a special episode of Senior Care Live. Today, we are celebrating the 15th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I cannot believe it's been 15 years. Oh, my goodness. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, and thanks so much for tuning in today. I really, really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for our seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community that fits your exact needs, how do you pay for the high cost of senior care? It's all very expensive. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio, you're streaming us online, or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being here today on this very special 15th anniversary episode. If you need help with placement services for my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is, and write it down. Save it for whenever you need it. 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You could also visit online. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And we did change the website. We're updating it. We've had a lot of positive feedback on that. So let us know what you think about that and enjoy. All right. So this is the 15th anniversary celebration of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And honest to goodness, I can't believe it's been 15 years. Sometimes it seems like a long time, and sometimes it seems like it was just maybe a year ago. But 15 years really flies by when you're having fun. And I am having fun. I love what I do. So in the first segment, I'm going to share my story of, you know, how is Senior Care Consulting? How is it born, and how did that even come about? And then you're going to hear from real live senior care consulting clients here in the second, third, and fourth segments. It's going to be an excellent program. So let's get to moving forward here. And I'm going to tell you my story. I've told it before. It's been a long time, though. So here's the bottom line. I have over 30 years of experience in senior related healthcare. I've been around the block, a lot of experience, but senior care consulting really, really came from my personal experience with my own grandparents. So, Grandma and Grandpa Kuecker, they were living in their own home independently. And this is over in Topeka, Kansas, and it's been, a long time ago when all of this happened, but they lived independently. They were in their mid-80s, and we were spoiled rotten. Our grandparents, we were together everything, every birthday, every Christmas, every July the 4th, every special event, we were all together, and we were spoiled rotten. Absolutely spoiled. I used to say that they cheated their age. They were in their mid-80s, and they were still singing in the Sweet Adeline's chorus, right? And they did the dancing and singing, and we just had a great life with our grandparents. But my grandpa ended up with some mild kind of early dementia, and we went through all of the things that you hear about with dementia. And one of the big ones is at some point it's not a good idea to drive. And so Grandpa had the great big Dodge, that butterscotch, not the greatest color for a big old Dodge truck, and it was three on the tree. I got to drive that thing a couple of times. It was a lot of fun, but Grandpa was driving. He was getting lost and driving the wrong way. It was not good. So my grandma knew if she went to take the keys from him, this would not go well. So here's my grandma in her really nicely fixed hair, in her pretty dress, and her high heels. She went out to the back. Now, this is in the older part of Topeka, so they had an alleyway in the back. So grandpa parked the truck in the back. She parked her Grand Prix in the front. And so she went out, lifted the hood, and disconnected the battery cable. I'm like, what did you do? And she said, oh, I just disconnected the battery cable. That way you can't drive the truck. And I'm like, in your dress, in your high heels? I was really impressed with that. But so the next day, grandpa goes out, and guess what? The truck is, quote unquote, broken. So he comes in, honey, the truck's broken. We need to get it serviced. So he goes, well, why don't you jump in my car and I'll drive us today? And he's like, okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine. And so problem solved. And then guess what happened the next day? The exact same thing. See, he had dementia. And so he forgot about it. So he goes out to try the truck to start it. It's quote unquote broken. Honey, the truck's broken. We need to get it fixed. Well, why don't I drive us today? So this went on for 2-4 months. And eventually he got used to a new kind of routine of following grandma out the front to her car instead of the back to his truck. He kind of forgot about his truck. She sold it and boom, problem solved. Now, it doesn't work out that nicely always, but it worked out great for my grandma and grandpa. And so fast forward a couple of years to getting into their upper 80s, slowing down quite a bit, but still doing fine. One night, my grandma fell in the middle of the night and fractured her neck. She fell just right. She kind of hit the wall on the way down and fractured her neck. So she did not die from that. She was not paralyzed, but it's a major, major, major injury. So fast forward a little bit further, and she's going through rehab. And I'll tell you what, in your upper 80s and a neck fracture, I mean, boy, that took all the wind out of her sails. And grandpa had dementia. She was the caregiver. So now we have big problems. So she was okay with moving to an assisted living facility. And I wish they could come home, but they just needed too much help. We lived far away. They didn't want to move in with us. She was okay with moving actually to an assisted living facility. So I decided if I had to find a place, I'm not falling for the closest one. I'm not falling for the prettiest one. And I'm definitely not going to be pressured by some high pressure sales tactics to choose a place. And in fact, I decided that, look, I have all of this experience. I've been an administrator at a nursing home, an assisted living facility, et cetera. Here is my opinion. I am going to interview you. That's right. And that may sound a little bit arrogant. It's not meant to be. But there are some things that I need to know about before choosing the place. So I did. I went out. I did interview them. And I had several questions that I wanted to know about and I needed to understand. And then I chose the best fit for them. And it was a good experience. They lived their last 2 years of their lives there. We celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary there. But later that year, my grandpa passed away on an October the 19th, and my grandma passed 10 days later, October the 29th. I am positive she did not want to be here without him. So, you know, this kind of experience really, really changes you as a person. And it was really, really difficult, but it's really a beautiful story. I mean, they lived a great, great life, and they were happy and healthy almost all of their days. But, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I spent a lot of time and effort and energy helping my own grandparents. What are other people doing who are going through this whole search and selection process without the benefit of that background? And so, plus, you know, on the corporate side, on the business side, I was a regional this and a director of that and a vice president of this and a vice president of that. I was always on the wrong side of the mergers. I was never the incoming. I was always the outgoing. Mark, the corporate world did not work out for me very well. So it just didn't. It's just one of those things. And so I did some research to see if there are any services similar to how I helped my own grandparents, and there's nothing even close. So I saw the need along with a whole lot of prayer, and this was the beginning of Senior Care Consulting to help other families find the right place, find the best fit, and get it right the first time. And I wanted to help other families in their greatest time of need, just like I helped my own grandparents. And so every time I help a family, I'm reminded of how I was able to help my own grandparents, and then I smile. And I just knowing that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is why I do what I do, helping families find the right fit at the facility level of care. So in the next segments, you're going to hear from real senior care consulting clients. It's just going to be excellent. We're going to talk about their stories. They're different stories, but you have some similarities here. And then in the final segment, we're going to talk. All of us are going to visit, together. And we're going to learn how Senior Care Consulting and the services offered by Senior Care Consulting, you know, help them in their greatest time of need. And so it's just my honor. And again, I always like to give you the phone number. But if you're in a situation where you're like, you know, we need to start looking at some options, get ahead of this a little bit, 913-945-2800 is our phone number, 913-945-2800. And that's directly to Senior Care Consulting. You could also go to seniorcareconsulting.com. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many skilled nursing facilities are there in Johnson County, Kansas, and Jackson County, Missouri? So if you add the two largest together, you have A, 30, B, 50, C, 75, or D, 92. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Today we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. How about that? 15 years. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, you can call our toll-free number literally anytime, 24 hours a day. A real person answers the phone. How about that? 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Very easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage, or you can click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It really and truly is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many skilled nursing facilities are there in Johnson County, Kansas, and Jackson County, Missouri? So here are your options. A, 30, B, 50, C, 75, or D, 92. And the answer is C, 75. So check this out. So there are 38 skilled nursing facilities in Jackson County and 37 skilled nursing facility in Johnson County. So you add them up, there's your 75, but there are more being built. So this, a lot of building going on right now, including at the skilled nursing facility level of care. So that number will change in the near future, but right now we're right at 75. All right, so I've told the story of Senior Care Consulting, and now I'd like to introduce to you Lee Dio. She is a real Senior Care Consulting client, and Lee, thanks for being here on the program today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve, and congratulations on your 15th anniversary. I'm so grateful that you are in business.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And so we didn't even talk about, you know, these are the questions. I mean, this is very free flow. I mean, I have a few things I want to ask you, but just really want this to be organic. And because when you tell your story, guaranteed, you're going to be telling the story of a lot of our listeners. And so I just want them to understand, you know, your situation and then kind of that point that was the breaking point of, okay, now it's time to consider moving to a senior care community, and we'll just kind of go from there. So go ahead and just kind of explain the situation with your mom.
Well, my mom was living independently in Greenfield, Iowa. Mm-hmm. In fact, a year ago, I bought her a three-wheeled bicycle to ride around town. So she was doing pretty well. She had her forgetful moments, but on the whole, she was doing okay.
And she has some memory loss.
Yes, she has memory loss.
Yeah.
And we had an event in November when it was evident that she should not be driving. And I managed to get her to come down to stay with me during the holidays and just basically kept her. And So she had been with me for quite some time. And
she came down for the holidays this last time,
yes,
New Year's and Christmas and all of that.
Yes, yes.
And, yeah.
And probably the last 3 years she has been back and forth and staying with me more than she would probably admit.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But we were getting along just fine. And honestly, most of the things that happen in life, I just put in perspective that life's going to go on and it's no big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yes.
And finding the right place for her, it became apparent that we needed to make a change. I could not continue with my work and do the things that provide her with the care that she needed.
One of the questions that I wanted to ask you about was, you know, how hard was it to step away from the role as her daughter and then step into the role as her caregiver?
That's very hard. And the roles seem to float back and forth.
Okay, so you'd switch into caregiver from daughter. And if you're the caregiver, it's a little bit of a role reversal. So you're telling your mom what to do or what she cannot do, and then that doesn't go over so well sometimes.
No, she's a very strong, independent woman and raised me as a strong, independent woman. So occasionally there was some headbutting.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
And it was difficult just knowing what the future probably would bring.
And so you called me, and then we had an appointment, and you were referred. How did you hear about Senior Care Consultant?
It was a friend of mine who also sells real estate, and she had mentioned that she knew about you, and so we just connected over coffee.
Yep, and you had called me first, and we were going to meet, and then your mom was having kind of a bad afternoon. And you said, hey, let me get back with you. And the concern was you're a busy real estate agent. You're a realtor. And you had a convention that you wanted to go to and then decided this is not a good idea for me to leave. And so you missed your convention and you stayed home. And again, you're the caregiver for your mom.
Yes. Yes. That all happened.
And then fast forward just a little ways, and then you called saying, okay, it's time. When can we meet?
Absolutely. Yeah. And even when I canceled that meeting, I knew that we would meet again. I just knew that it wasn't a good day to bring her in.
Yeah.
Or bring you in to meet her and me.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. And then we had a meeting.
We had a meeting, and at that meeting, you asked me you had a structured interview and asked questions, and we identified what I was looking for in a facility, what my mother's needs were, and it was a very organized process, and I appreciated that.
And I call that the care profile. So we're building step by step a very detailed description of exactly what we need.
Absolutely. And so then you went back with the care profile requirements and researched the facilities and came back with some recommendations. And I believe you came back with four and we eliminated one right away just because of location.
Yep.
It was a little bit out of my radius.
Mm-hmm.
And And so we visited the three places, and I went home and thought about it and made a decision, and then told my mother what was happening.
And that's always tough. So when we went to the top three, and then I was torn between our third place, and then we talked about it, and you said, well, due to the distance, you know, let's make this place our third place. And so we toured all three. We did interview them, ask a lot of questions, gather information, and then I got the summary report back to you, and then you ended up choosing a place that was really a good fit.
Yes, yeah, so it is a good fit for her, and it's been helpful to me as we've gone through this process to know that there was a rational process and it wasn't an emotional decision. It wasn't a decision based on the fact that someone was trying to sell me something. I had the big guns there that could answer questions and ask questions, which is probably more important. I chose an organization that is a startup organization. It just was opening.
Brand new place. Yep.
And that has its pluses and minuses. So we, but overall, they listen, and I've been very happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lee, in the next segment, let's continue that conversation, and then we'll shift gears and visit with our next guests, and then at the end, maybe we can all just kind of talk about some stuff together. So don't go away. We'll be right back. This is a special episode of Senior Care Live. Today, we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And today we're celebrating a special episode of Senior Care Live. We're celebrating the 15th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. So thanks so much for being here today. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, here's our toll-free number. You can call it anytime you'd like. 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And also, don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live or maybe you want to share the program with your friends or with someone else, or maybe you just want to listen to it again, no worries at all. Go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and then there you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Click on the play button and boom, you are in. And we had tons and tons of people from all over the country as well as locally listen to the podcast. So feel free to help yourself. All right, back to my special guest, Lee Dio. And Lee is a realtor. She was caring for her mom. She was struggling with the changing role of daughter to caregiver, caregiver to daughter. At some point here recently, it was time to move. We were able to work together, identify our top three. She chose one of the top three. And so how did it go after you got her moved in? Because that's tough. You're like, okay, I'm not sure how we're going to go from my house to this really nice place, brand new place, beautiful place. But once you got her there, how did it go?
You know, there was definitely a transition, which I would have expected.
Sure.
She, up until a few years ago, was living on 80 acres alone.
Yeah.
So she,
that's a giant transition.
She really had a lot of adjusting to do. Overall, she was adjusting very well. She made new friends. She liked the activity director. The staff there has been great, very caring and knowledgeable, and everything was going well. And I'm like, great, I can just focus on getting rid of the stuff now.
Right, right. Yeah, the whole downsize thing. Yeah, and selling the home and everything. Yeah.
Right, right. And
Something happened.
Something happened, yes. We moved her in on May 15th, and on July 12th, she left the facility.
So 2 months later, and she does have memory loss and cognitive impairment. 2 months later, she walks out the front door to go visit someone. I'm saying that in quotes because we're not sure who, at 95th and Metcalf. and you can't do that.
Right.
She'd have to walk across highways, and that's not in the, in the summertime, and no, it's a bad idea.
Yes.
So then she has to transition from, so all of a sudden then she's an elopement risk, and they felt it was probably more safe for her to be in memory care. So this was part of our plan. So we have general care, assisted living, and then we've got the memory care if and when needed later on. But later on came way sooner than expected.
It did, and it was a real sharp decline. I expected a gradual slope.
Yep.
I sort of expected to go down the bunny hill towards dementia, and instead we were on double black diamonds.
Oh, boy.
And not sure where we're going to land.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes that happens. But again, part of our plan was, you know, we've got memory care available if and when needed. And so, working through the transition there, and it sounds like the staff is working with you on, you know, so she made friends in general care. She's in memory care. So just have to get this worked out. And it sounds like it's going pretty well, but it's another transition.
It is another transition. And of course, the rules to keep them safe in memory care are, they have less independence. And I already said she's a strong, independent woman.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a tough thing for her.
That's another transition. Well, so Lee, so one of the attractions to senior care consulting was just the time savings. And just to get you through this whole thing in, you know, 4 or 5 hours. Then that's because you're a busy real estate professional. And so, you know, where do you work and how can people contact you if they're interested in reaching out to Lee Dio to sell their home?
Well, I'm always available at lee@leedio.com.
L-E-A.
At L-E-A-D-E-O.com.
Yep.
I work with Keller Williams Legacy Partners.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my business has always been senior transitions and downsizing.
Yeah.
I thought I was an expert until I experienced it.
And now you are, because you went trial by fire, right?
Yes, yes, yes. It does give you a lot more empathy than you ever realized that you would have.
And now you have that personal experience. And so when someone says, I'm caring for my mom, we need to sell the house, you know what they're talking about.
Absolutely. And I was blessed because I didn't need to sell the house before I could make a transition. And sometimes people do need to do that.
And so your situation is a little easier on that part of the transition. But a lot of people, they have to sell it as they're transitioning. They need the money to pay for the care. And it's more difficult. So I think this just, and you don't want to get the education this way, but I mean, you had hands on experience, and I think that made you a much better, not a better realtor, a more effective realtor, understanding what people are going through.
It will make me a better communicator.
Absolutely.
And a much more understanding of the situation. Selling a home is always an emotional experience. This is even a much more emotional experience. So, I won't say I'm grateful for the experience,
right,
but I will apply the knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. lee@leedio.com. If you're looking for an excellent realtor, call Lee and she can take good care of you. All right. And then Lee, we'll come back to you here in a minute, but I would like to introduce my next guests, Ed and Jerry Esteban. Ed and Jerry, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve, for inviting us.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. So, Ed, so we worked together, and this was on behalf of your mom. And just tell us a little bit about your mom's situation, and then we'll kind of move forward from there.
Well, my mom was in her 90s, early 90s, is in her 90s,
yeah.
And had for the last 5 years had her own assisted living apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that eventually we might or would have to look at skilled nursing facility and possibly something with dementia or memory care.
Mm-hmm.
No idea it would happen so quickly. All it took was one injury, one fall, and we were right there looking at needing to do this in a rather quick time and trying to do it on ourselves. We considered ourselves, my wife and I, to be very analytical.
Mm-hmm.
We knew this was going to happen, but trying to traverse all the different facilities and talk to the different was quite a concern. We were getting different information, and even though they may have looked good, we really didn't quite understand. It looked like they were trying to sell it to us as opposed to what my mother's needs would be.
Yeah.
That became pretty obvious to us shortly after we looked at a couple of facilities. Your name was given to us by my son, who did an internet search, and he was pretty impressed with what he had read. It didn't take long after meeting you face-to-face before I realized that you explained things well enough in common language that this was probably going to be the best route for us.
And then you have some sisters involved, and they're from out of state.
Oh, yes. My mother has 8 children, and I am number 5. So with 6 sisters backing me up, it is quite the interesting discussion.
Yeah. And you said, you know, we want to move forward, but, you know, my sisters are going to have questions.
Oh, yes.
And may have some differences of opinion, but we're all on the same page. We all want the best for our mom. And then we're trusting you, Steve, to help us kind of guide through that to end up with the best place for my mom.
Yes, your insight in the industry, the way you explained what you were going to be doing, definitely convinced us that what you were doing, you were actually working for us, as opposed to a facility that was trying to make my mother fit into what they wanted.
Their program.
What they had, their program.
Yep.
And it made a lot more sense to us to go with your program.
Okay.
We could definitely tell that you weren't out to make the money, that you were to help us. And that made us feel very comfortable and made us feel very secure the first moment we met you. So
great. I appreciate that. And so then we got back together and we built our care profile.
Yes.
And we had just all the questions, right? So Lee just kind of mentioned it, but tons of questions, and that went really well. It didn't take too long.
It wasn't just tons of questions. It was the right questions. It was obvious that you were concerned, wanting to find out what the needs of my mother were. But few questions we got from the other facilities we toured was more geared on what they could get as opposed to what the needs of my mom were.
What they offered versus what your mom needed.
Yes.
Or needs currently. So, okay, and and you're right. So the care profile, so when I started this with my own grandparents, I took out a yellow pad and I said, I want to see this and this and this. We need to talk about this and this and this. And I want to know, how do you handle this? And I had 8 or 9, you know, big, solid questions that I had to know about. I had to understand to feel comfortable. Well, I built that as a base. I started with that, and then all of these other things have been added over the last 15 years. And so it is really ends up with a perfect, exact, detailed description of exactly what your mom needs for her situation, for her needs, the right level of care, type of care, payment methods. I mean, that's a big part of the equation. Any location, that's always a big part of the equation, and any personal preferences and needs. So Ed and Jerry, right after the break, we'll continue this conversation on how everything went and through that transition. And she was not going from home to a long-term care facility, but from assisted living. She had a fall. She went to rehab and then went to long-term care. So right after the break, let's pick up that story right where we left off. For our listeners, thanks for being here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Today we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And just thanks so much for being here. It really means a lot to me. If you want more information about the services offered on the program or how we can help you and your family, you can always call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today, Ed and Jerry Esteban. And Ed, so your mom was in an assisted living community, doing fine there. But she was, her level, her needs were really starting to escalate. So I think it sounded like, you were kind of maxing out there, I think.
Yeah, we knew that eventually she was going to be needing more care than could be given at assisted living. We weren't expecting it to happen so quickly.
Yeah,
all it took was one injury for it to escalate to the point where it wasn't something that we could do on a leisurely pace. It had to happen. It had to happen now.
Yeah. And so the fall was kind of the trigger, and she went to rehab, and it's very clear that going back to assisted living just was not going to work. And so your son did a Google search. Found Senior Care Consulting. We were able to meet. We moved forward. We developed our care profile. I researched the marketplace, identified our top three communities that most closely met our needs as directed by that care profile. And then we went out and toured all three places. And then one of your sisters from California flew in with her husband, and all of us went together.
Yes. It became important to us that we find the best possible care, the best facility for my mom. The facilities that I had toured prior to talking to you and going to the facilities you picked out for us, it was pretty obvious that they were catering to me or to my wife.
The places you looked at own prior to Senior Care Consulting.
And I was impressed by all that, but quite frankly, all it took was a discussion with you about what the needs of my mom would be versus how impressed I was with a shiny facade, a cappuccino machine, or a putting green that my mom would never use. And I'll confess, I was thinking this, you know, some of these facilities are ideal. But when you stop and look at what the needs are of your parent, the person you're trying to find a facility for, you tend to look a little bit deeper. Even the terminology that they were using was pretty confusing because it would mean different things at different facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The way you explained it in plain language, the education you gave to us, help us to better make a calculated, educated decision as to what it is that we needed for her.
And how's it going for her now?
It's going very well. It's going so well that I'd like to I'm going to start volunteering there because you can tell that they care and the level of love there for the people really makes a lot of difference.
And this particular place is very, very highly trained on caring for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia and some of the other cognitive impairments.
Yes.
And so it sounds like she's getting great care there, and it's going so well. Jerry, you're going to volunteer.
Yes, I am.
So that's excellent. I mean, that really says a lot. And it's been my honor to have you and Ed and Lee here today to celebrate the 15th anniversary. And I want to shift gears a little bit. You know, the business model for Senior Care Consulting, when I first started this out, I thought, you know, to me, it's just very straightforward. It's a flat fee for service model. Our clients retain Senior Care Consulting just like you'd retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional provider that helps you through a process. So we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. We work in your best interest. And to receive reimbursement from a provider, in my opinion, is just a complete conflict of interest. And trust me, when I first started Senior Care Consulting, they were all trying to throw lots and lots of money at me. You know, hey, we'll pay you $2,500. We'll pay you $1,500. You know, we'll pay you $5,000 for your referrals. And I'm like, well, I don't make referrals. And they kind of looked at me kind of funny. And they said, well, what would it take to get to be on the top of your list? And I said, well, I don't have a list. I have a database. And they just looked at me like I was from outer space. They did not get this. And I said, you know, I appreciate the offer. I really do, but that does not work with my business model. And they offered money for years, and they finally got tired of offering it because they knew I was serious, and I never took a penny, never did, never will. It's just not going to happen. So it literally never crossed my mind to receive reimbursement from any facility. And that is the God's honest truth. I just, my brain does not think that way. I'm a pro-consumer advocate, do the right thing. That's just how I'm wired. I was never wired to receive any of the kickbacks. But you have all three, actually had some experience before we met with, some of the free referral services.
Yes, absolutely. And I might just add that I serve on the Heartland Widowed Persons Board. And as such, a member of that board, I have contacts with hospice people and different facilities. And one of the comments that was made to me at a board meeting was, oh, you're using Steve Kuiker? Nobody can buy him off.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Well, that's
absolutely
one of the best compliments I've ever heard.
I thought you would enjoy that. But the feeling that you get when you go in to look for a place is, and I look at houses all the time. I fit people's needs. I thought I knew what I was doing. There was a lot of pressure. There was a lot of interest in talking about the marketing hype. Mm-hmm. And trying to
When you went out looking at some facilities on your own.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I quickly decided that was not something that I wanted to do on my own. I wanted someone to help navigate, and it has been worth it in terms of time and satisfaction with the results.
Yeah, and Jerry and Ed, you had some experience with the free referral service as well.
Yes.
No sooner did we do a Google search than we were started to get phone calls almost immediately. I would be in the hospital looking at my mom in recovery, and I would be getting phone calls immediately, no more than 10 minutes after I...
Very emotional.
Yeah.
And you know why that is? Because when you logged on to one of these free referral services, you contacted the two largest ones. What they do is they take your information, they blast it out to 15 or 20 places, and then you have hungry salespeople, and it's a race to see who can get to you first, and your phone exploded. It's exactly how they work.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I felt like. I was impressed with the fact that I had to call you and make the appointment, and that basically you explained it pretty well for us.
And I think that the fact that, you know, you answered on a Sunday, we were just going to leave a message, you answered. I'm going, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did call on a Sunday. Yeah, I think it was right after church.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you answered right away, and that, you know, that made us feel like, you know, hey, this is a person that really cares. And with such an emotional, this has all been so emotional,
yeah,
up and down ride. It's just, we were looking, trying to take her out of where she was. She was in rehab, one rehab and another one, and then taking her here. And we just were so lost. We were like fish out of water. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Lee and Ed and Jerry, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you just coming on air and just sharing your stories. And just thanks so much for helping me celebrate today.
Well, congratulations, and have another 15 years at least.
At least. Amen. Absolutely. And so I just wanted to thank everyone who's just been so supportive over all of these years. And again, God willing, we'll have another 15 years. God willing. So to everyone listening, again, thanks for being here. I'm your host, Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.